Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Kieson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Kieson. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stoneman. Stennett moves to second. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stoneman. Stennett moves to third. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stennett scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Stargell moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Ferry moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferry scores. Bailey moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Pirates, 1. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is one for one in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive towards short. Sutherland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Day. The throw from May and he is out, Alley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kleins strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stoneman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day who is chasing the ball. Hebner reaches third base with a triple. Stargell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Pirates. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub is hit by the pitch. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alley for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson is 0 for 1 in the game. Keeson strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Sutherland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson is 0-for-2 in the game. Keeson takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stennett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Pirates. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kleins hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski now playing second base. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kleins. Day reaches second base with a double. Gosger scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 6-2, Pirates. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dan McGinn now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hebner bunts towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Stargell moves to third. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Pirates. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey strikes out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Terry Humphrey now catching. Ron Woods now playing left field. John Bacabella now playing first base. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kleins strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.